Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana youth struggling with serious emotional disturbances will soon have more options for care closer to their homes. Yesterday, the governor and the Department of Public Health and Human Services announced a $1.2 million investment to expand in-state psychiatric residential treatment beds. The two-year grants are split evenly between Chaudière Children's Hospital and the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch. Funding will come from a behavioral health package that was passed by the legislature last year. Officials say the initiative aims to build on recent successes and reconstruct Montana's behavioral health system, ultimately reducing the number of high-needs children who have to travel out of state to get the treatment they need. Montana drivers feeling a massive squeeze at the pump this week, according to the latest Gas Buddy survey of over 600 Big Sky stations. The average price for regular unleaded jumped another 9.1 cents over the past week, landing at a staggering $4.55 a gallon average. That means local drivers are now paying 70 cents more than just a month ago and a whopping $1.38 more than this time last year. Prices across the state vary wildly, ranging from $4.19 at the cheapest stations to just under $5 a gallon at the most expensive. What makes this spike unique? It completely defies the national trend, where the U.S. average actually dropped a penny to $4.47 this past week. Our neighbors aren't escaping the pain either. Idaho is up to $4.61. Wyoming jumped nearly 12 cents to a $4.49 average. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan warns the faded optimism over U.S.-China talks and tight global oil inventories mean markets will remain highly sensitive to geopolitical tensions. With Memorial Day just around the corner, analysts warn these volatile prices could climb even higher for holiday travelers. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.